अब अपने बच्चों के साथ आनंद लें हिंदू पौराणिक कहानियों का। चाइम्स लेकर आए हैं महादेव की महिमा, नव दुर्गा रूपांतरण, समुद्र मंथन की महाकथा और दशावतार जैसी प्रसिद्ध ऑडियो बुक्स। अपने बच्चों को जोड़ें अपने संस्कारों के साथ। ऑडियो बुक्स फॉर अ बेटर यू नाउ ओनली एट ₹69, अवेलेबल ओनली ऑन ऑडिबल।
दिस इज लोरी बाय रत्ना गोराडिया। It was time for mathematics class. The trio was sitting in class with all their classmates present. These were students that Hari and Shyam grew up with since junior kindergarten. And yet, Hari was only now noticing someone like it was for the first time. Hari was sitting by the windows. The sun's rays appeared to be pouring into class in one straight line. Hari was simply observing that which was illuminated by the sun's rays. He was looking diagonally to his right. First, he saw specks of dust on Adri's mathematics text. No surprise there. He has obviously never opened that book, thought Hari. He noticed some chipped wood on one of the desks. Then, he saw the light reflecting off of the metallic body of Rano's Parker pen. Suddenly, Hari saw flashes of red and orange. He rubbed his eyes and thought to himself, "Oh, Rano, you need to change your pen." Then he saw Amit doodling in the margins of his notebook. They appeared to be freehand designs, and from afar, they looked quite intricate. He noticed that Parth was in and out of sleep. His head was placed on his palm and he was trying to keep his elbow steady on the desk. Then his gaze fell on what looked like feathers attached to an eyelid. He could see the side profile of Meena's face. She was flapping those feathers so rhythmically that Hari's entire world paused. As he got back to reality, he saw that Meena stood up and walked to the front of the class. Hari was still in a bit of daze when he noticed everyone was clapping and singing the happy birthday song for Meena. It was Meena's birthday. As per custom, she started distributing chocolate eclairs to each student. She came up to Hari and Shyam's desk and gave them each an eclair. Hari was speechless. Shyam wished her and thanked her for the chocolates. She looked at Hari and said, "My parents are having a little birthday party for me tomorrow. Since you both live next to my house, why don't you come? There will be games and Coca-Cola." Hari was so excited that he immediately said yes to the invitation. Class was over and so was the day. It was time to pack their bags. Hari was putting his books inside his backpack in the second compartment that did not contain Pintu. Shyam noticed that something was inscribed on Hari's side of the desk. It read, "H plus M." "What is that, Hari?" asked a startled Shyam. "H as in Hari, and M as in..." "M as in what?" "Oh, M as in Meena." Hari had a shocked look on his face. He had inadvertently used the compass to engrave that on the table, and now he was blushing out of embarrassment. Shyam could see that his friend was hesitating to admit anything, so he offered a solution. "It can't be erased, Hari, but if anyone asks, we can always say that H as in Hari and M as in mathematics, since you love the subject so much." "Understood," Shyam said with a smile on his face. Both friends burst out laughing and started walking out of the classroom. Having left the school premises, Pintu was back to walking on all fours. Hari felt the need to discuss Meena's birthday plan, so he asked Shyam, It is the first time I have been invited to a girl's birthday. Pintu and Shyam looked at each other in disbelief. What should I bring as a gift? I would like to be her friend. And Hari blushed again. Shyam was equally clueless about the question, and Pintu pretended to be in deep thought. Shyam said, "Don't worry. Pintu can stay with me tonight. The two of us will spend the evening thinking about this and we will have a special gift ready for you by tomorrow." Feeling comforted, Hari went into his home while Shyam and Pintu continued to walk. "Pintu, we can't let him down. We have to come up with something good for Meena. Remember Meena, the girl who came over to give us eclairs?" Strangely, Pintu did not react, and in fact, he looked the other way. Shyam could guess what this meant. "Oh, I see. You want the eclair?" asked Shyam. He tossed it up in the air, and an overjoyed Pintu caught it and started wagging his tail. "Okay, now that you got what you wanted, you need to help me out. I will tell you what I can think of as ideas for gifts, and you tell me which ones you like." "A double-coloured perfumed eraser." Pintu did not respond. "Oh, I have an unused gift, an embroidered handkerchief." Pintu ignored Shyam. "What about a keychain?" Pintu yawned. "Then what, Pintu?" said an agitated Shyam. Pintu rushed outside in search of something. He came a few hours later with what looked like a cloth bag with something inside. Shyam opened the cloth bag to find that Pintu had picked up an assortment of petals, 2 dozen in total, and probably from the neighbors' gardens. The problem was that they were all differently colored. Shyam was still thinking this through when Pintu brought something from the kitchen. He brought a white color thread and placed it in front of Shyam.
"Oh, I see what you're suggesting."
He picked up 6 petals and tied them together with the thread. He did the same with the remaining petals and was able to create 4 flowers with multicolored petals. As a final touch, he added some green grass and put together a bouquet. "What do you think, Pintu?" Shyam asked. Pintu was so happy to see the final result that he ran in circles. The next day, Shyam and Pintu met Hari at Meena's birthday party. They gave him the gift they put together, and Hari was quite taken aback by the different colours. Shyam told him that this was a special kind of rare flower that grows in his grandmother's garden. Hari was so grateful. The three of them went up to Meena and gave her the flowers. Meena was equally surprised by the flowers and asked Hari,
"Wow, Hari, this is the most beautiful bouquet I have ever seen. I have never seen blue, pink, white, red, purple and orange petals in one flower. Where did you find this?"
Hari gave her the same explanation given to him by Shyam. Patiently and diligently, he told her about how exotic and rare this flower was. Meanwhile, Shyam and Pintu were quietly listening to his response. They looked at each other and burst into giggles. If only Hari knew the real story behind Meena's gift. And that is how Pintu and Shyam helped Hari impress a girl he really liked.
गुरु रविंद्रनाथ टैगोर एक ऐसे प्रतिभाशाली लेखक थे जिन्होंने अपनी कलम से उस समय की सामाजिक सच्चाई को बयान किया, फिर चाहे वह काबुलीवाला में दिल को छू लेने वाला बंधन हो, सुबह के मौन सपने हो या पोस्टमास्टर का अकेलापन। आइए सुनते हैं उनकी ऐसी ही 10 कहानियां चाइम्स की नई पेशकश श्री रविंद्रनाथ टैगोर का संग्रह में। ऑडियो बुक्स फॉर अ बेटर यू now at ₹69. Available only on Audible.